Everyone, I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation, and I have my good partner, and I'm laughing because it says Leslie Cornwell, but it's Deidre DeGarato. We share a Zoom, so it tends to just come up as both of us. So Deidre and I have been working together for over a year now, helping out midwives all over the country with consulting services. And Deidre and I want to do a consulting Q&A series. So this is the first of many that'll come out, kind of common questions that consultant clients come up to us with, and really just talking out loud with you guys so you can listen to it and you can be like, oh, this is what our services do and what other clients have typically come to us with. So Deidre, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, like she said, I'm Deidre DeGrado, and sometimes I want to be Leslie, but I'm not, I'm my
That's
own
right.
person, but yeah, I'm excited to talk with you today. And I think that Midwifery Business Consultation does such a great job of just meeting so many different needs. Like, of course, there's a lot of like objective things that you obviously are fantastic at with all of the high level risk management and business planning and all of that. But I think one of the things that really doesn't get out there as much that a lot of midwives probably don't know that we do is a lot of emotional support with burnout. So I think like that's the topic we're going to talk about today. And I think it would be great if we can just share about what we've done to help other clients with burnout and all of those topics. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, well, and especially you and I, I'm very personally passionate about this from my burnout in
Yes,
2017. And we talk
absolutely.
often like, you can pay, plan the best business in the world, but if you don't have the right mindset, you're in burnout, you're not preventing burnout, you're eventually going to become the statistics with the other midwives. So you and I are very strong about balancing business planning with mindset and time management and work-life balance. So what are some things you commonly talk about, Deidre, with preventing burnout with your business planning?
Well, I think like to back up, even just going into that topic, I think first of all, it's super important for midwives to even learn how to be aware when they're facing that. I feel like most midwives, it's kind of like, hey, have you ever considered, they're talking about stress and they're talking about their health and they're going through all of these things. And then all of a sudden, it's like it doesn't even dawn on them that that's actually what the problem is. And so you sometimes have to say, like, have you even considered that maybe what you're up against right now is burnout? I feel like
Versus this
midwives
is
aren't even
normal for a
aware.
midwife. Yeah, like this is
Yeah,
a
like,
normal lifestyle of a midwife. Deal with it. You
yes.
should be tired and exhausted and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and I think that most midwives really have incredible capacity for a lot. And so they are balancing a lot at home, and then they're balancing all the needs of their clients. And then if they're like us, they're also running their own business. So they have this full-time work as a midwife, and then they have this whole other job of running a business, and then they've got home. And so I don't even think most midwives even know when they are up against burnout. And so I think as we're talking with our clients about that, sometimes it's just even helping them to begin by identifying it, because you obviously can't fix something if you haven't identified it first, and you haven't even been able to admit that. And so I think for midwives, it's so hard for us to admit when we're burnout. We're used to being, these high level people that can function at these incredible, at these just incredible high levels. And we're always go, go, go. And we're up at night. And, we still just get up in the morning and fix breakfast, even though we maybe had an hour or two of sleep. And then we're off to getting kids to school. And then it's prenatals. And so I think, just really coming to the reality of if you are facing burnout, being able to admit it is the first step. And then after that, obviously, part of what we do is helping midwives figure out what can I do about that now. So after admitting it, then what are we going to do next? How do we face that? And what are the tools that we can access to help that? And we have a course about it, obviously. I think that's one of the first steps that really anybody could do is like take the class on burnout. It's a good way to just easily start stair-stepping your way into this idea of what burnout is and how you can get it fixed. I feel like a lot of midwives are really, by and large, very independent. And part of that independent mindset, which we have to have in order to do what we do, though, can cause a lot of breakdowns. And it enables us from asking for help when we really need it.
When I feel like a lot of times when we start our consulting services, I have three camps I put people into the scale of burnout. Like, you're a new graduate, you're a baby midwife, we're preventing burnout, we're getting good work-life balance in our planning and
Love
boundaries and operations and patient boundaries and operations, even in your business, so that your team's not going to you for answers, your clients aren't going for nonchalant things. Then we have the people that are like, early stages of burnt out. They're recognizing it. They're like, okay, I don't like this direction I'm going. Help me pivot, help me shift. And then what tends to unfortunately come to us is the deep down, the burnout, and they're on the verge of, I need to close my practice. I'm having suicidal thoughts. I'm just really in a dark place and I need someone to help me now. And so like for me, I call it like the burnout meter. Like, okay, where are you? The green, the yellow, or the red? And that determines a lot of what you and I do for consulting services based on what fires are we trying to put out versus we're trying to make you kind of a backup plan and backup preventative measures.
I feel like the new midwives are aware that it exists more so than, you know, those are that are further down the road. You know, they've been just operating at that level for such a long time. They're oblivious. I feel like the new midwives are doing a really good job of being aware that that's something that they could face. And I think they're taking a lot of steps to make sure that that doesn't happen. And so I love that about the newer midwives, that they are a lot more aware. I feel like the problem comes, like you said, with those people that are in that yellow phase or that red phase. It's like the yellow phase is kind of like, oh, wow, this is a lot, you know, but they aren't really ready to do anything about it. And then, like you said, when you get into that red phase, it's kind of like, you know, midwife to start dropping like flies. They're just done. You know, I know somebody even right now who is a colleague of mine, and she just all of a sudden she just hit the wall. And obviously that's kind of your story as well. And I think like as consultants, that is the area that we really want to step in before you get to that point, because our world needs midwives so much. And so like getting to that point of being in the red is such a bad place. And it really does often end up being the end of a career for somebody. And there's so many things we can do, you know, to help prevent that. And there's so many levels of just, I don't know, tender love and care that we can give to each other to kind of help prevent that. But it does mean making a lot of really specific business decisions that oftentimes I think as midwives, and I'll just throw it out there and be honest, like this is a hard way to say it, but we're too prideful. We're really too prideful, and we're really unwilling to make the changes from a business standpoint, not just from an emotional standpoint, but from a business standpoint. And I think that's where you and I are so great about helping people. One is, yeah, we are going to step in and emotionally identify with where you're at. We've both been there. We both know what this looks like. So we're not, you know, oblivious to it, but we also know that there's very specific things you can be doing to change it. And part of it is having the accountability to do that. And I think some of the clients that I'm working with right now that are facing that, you know, one of them I can think about specifically, I mean, she's just running a very high volume practice by herself, almost no help from another midwife at all, even as an assistant. And then of course it just hit her in the face with health problems. And so, you know, I think she really needed the accountability to say like, hey, well, first of all, the standard of care is not for you to go to birth by yourself, you know, number one. And then also like, how are you going to be a good midwife if you're not getting sleep? How are you going to be a mom to these kids that you love and care about so much? Yeah. You know, something has to give somewhere. And so I think those are the things that we do well as consultants, is not only come alongside people in an emotional level and try to help them to understand what they're feeling and to kind of just give them some reassurance about where they're at, but we also come alongside them to help them be accountable to make the right decisions and do the right things.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I think I call it the midwife hierarchy of need instead of the Maslow hierarchy of need anymore. Yeah. But when you're in that survival mode, we're not at all talking about your identity and growth and big vision. We're just trying to help you feel safe and secure and not like just baby steps. Like I've helped some amazing midwives and they're on the other side of it again. They had some dark stuff the last year, year and a half. And it is, and honestly, that's my best place to be in, because I'm doing what I wish somebody was doing for me in 2017. Yes. And so watching and stressing, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Crisis sucks during it, but I promise it's going to make you a better person. And it's going to make you a better practice if you can learn and grow from this uncomfortable place versus you hide and you recoil and you fear the world and you fear change more. So it's that pivotal moment of like, I can tell you, I promise, I know how much it sucks, but if I hadn't went through my crisis, I wouldn't be where I am now because of it. So you redefine yourself,
Absolutely.
repivot. And sometimes you have to close the practice while you're repivoting and taking care of yourself and refocusing on what type of midwife you want to be. And that's okay because you have to look at everything going on versus, can I still take care of these clients while I am trying to get myself through burnout? Like sometimes those basic hard questions need to be answered.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. I love what you said about growth because oftentimes, if you can get on the other side of it, you're absolutely going to be in a much better place. I think that's such an important thing to think about because as midwives, we're kind of so stuck in one spot that when we're facing adversity and we're facing difficulty, you know, you really just can't see out of it. You know, it's a lot of like other, you know, psychological things that we can go through, whether that's depression or whatever. It's like you can be in such a dark hole that you have no idea that you actually can get out of it. And I think that's where we can really kind of come in and stand next to people as they're walking through those difficulties and help them to figure out what are the really practical solutions for fixing it, whether that's, you know, rebudgeting and figuring out like what kinds of things can I cut costs, you know, and maybe look at taking less people, whether that's hiring somebody else and, you know, the help that we can give in learning to do that and learning to interview somebody that might be a good partner or a good assistant. I mean, whether that's putting somebody through the birth assistant class, you know, and getting some more assistance that can really be beneficial to helping midwives that are in burnout, or whether it's really just taking a step away for a certain amount of time and, you know, being able to use your emergency fund, because you know what, that's one of the things an emergency fund is for when you really hit a wall and maybe you've had a couple of really hard births and it's time to just take a break. And so I think that's where we can really be helpful is kind of helping people look at like, what are all of the options? You know, it's not just one thing. You know, there's not just one solution to burnout. There's multiple solutions and there's multiple layers to doing that.
Yeah. And reinforcing with taking the break, your practice still could, you can choose to close your practice as the extreme version, but the emergency account is now you can hire some support. You can hire that extra person for 2-3 months to fill in for you. There are so many. I mean, Deidre, you and I know lots and lots of midwives that are semi-retired. They love to fill in and do temporary locum and coverage for these practices of these ladies having maternity leave, needing help. So you and I don't just help with their resources of education and mindset. We also have a wealth of network and resources that we've taken so much time to pull together that we can say, okay, you're having this challenge, talk to this person. You're having this challenge, talk to this person. Things that we are your gateway to so much resources for burnout, for business that the average midwife just can't Google search to find.
Yeah, that's such a good point because just think about like all the tools you take to a birth, you know, you've got your Doppler, you've got your blood pressure cuff. I mean, that's exactly what we do is we provide very specific resources to help people get through whatever they're going through, whether that's, you know, changing practices or whether that is your own practice and the burnout topic. I mean, it's really just such a wealth of knowledge that you've built, you know, you've really built a wealth of knowledge and, you know, you've got so many tools for so many midwives in so many different situations, not just the burnout, but that's what we're talking about today. But I feel like there's just, midwives have no idea all of the things that are out there that could really be helping them.
Yeah. And it's a balancing act when you and I do discovery calls and consulting. We don't want to overwhelm them with all of our resources, but I'm like, you're hiring staff. We have a whole human resources toolkit. You're thinking of opening a birth center after home birth practice. We help you with funding. We have investors. We have SBA support. We help with the accreditation process. Like our intent with Midwifery Business Consultation is to help you with whatever you need help to run your business. 90% of it is a resource, a toolkit, a template that you customize. Why do we have to start from scratch? You and I've talked about this many, many times. Mm-hmm. The stigma of midwives is I had to all learn it myself. So I'm not going to share it with you. I had to learn it all myself. I had to do it all myself. Like, why do we cripple ourselves? So you and I put these awesome packages together. We have courses, we have tools and templates and agreements and educational handouts and consulting services. So we put personalized packages together based on what you need in little handholding stages.
Yeah, I think the consulting is just kind of like you said, the hand holding to putting all of the other tools together. And I really love, well, you know, like my very favorite thing is the protocols and policies. So I'm always plugging that because I'm just like, because part of what can lead to burnout is like you don't have any of those. And all of a sudden you've got yourself, you know, in a big hole with a case that you probably, if you had a protocol and you had policies, you wouldn't even be in that situation. But because you don't have that, you haven't done the research, you don't have access to up to date, so you never even wrote anything about this very specific situation. And so now you've got yourself either in legal trouble or just emotional, you know, turmoil over a case. When, you know, really, like if you were to just get those protocols and policies from us and then just review those and put those in place and follow those, like that in and of itself can really like prevent burnout. I love those. I think that's one of the greatest things you've put together. I
Oh,
think
thank
MEC,
you.
that is just so much work, you
Well,
know?
they took us almost a year. I mean, there's over 500 policies, depending if you're
Yeah.
women's health clinic, home birth, birth center.
Yeah.
We took a dozen midwives all over the country. Like, this wasn't a little
Yeah.
tiny project to make them.
Oh,
So
I
when people
know. I
are
was helping you
purchasing,
during COVID.
you are helping me. So I mean, these are like, I mean, the bundle people are paying for, like, it's like $10 a policy, something insane.
Yeah.
But the amount of time each one makes, like our whole point was we want to get more accessibility to midwives. I don't want you to invest 3 to 6 months of your life creating policies. This is why most midwives don't have them, because they take so much time to make and keep up with
Yeah.
standards and pull together resources. So we're trying so much to prevent burnout, to improve practices. So you have 90% of your work done for you to open your wonderful practice. You just have to customize it to your area and our support through that process. So yeah, Deidre, I am so
Yeah.
excited about you
I
being on
love
the
this.
team.
Yeah, I love it. I love this. I feel like you've created so many things. I feel like you've got such a great team of people too that are really going to be, especially all the new people that, you know,
Yes,
have
we haven't
recently been
even hinted
hired.
at that yet.
No, we haven't. But yeah, as we wrap up, I think that is just a good way to even just close this video today is to be like, we have some really specific people with some really specific abilities, and they can really add to that tool belt of building a really strong business.
We definitely we've got, so Deidre and I are expanding to 5 more consultants on the team, and they are the coolest of cool ladies. We've got ladies with nonprofits, foundations, strategic planning, people that are in the thick of running successful women's health clinics, birth centers, home birth practices. We have ladies, I mean, we have an independent holistic financial planner joining our team that does business consulting. I mean, we've got some really cool ladies. Some international work, we're starting to expand into different cultures and language barriers, and starting to expand on a world scale much faster and excitinger than I anticipated, because these ladies bring such cool ideas to the table. They all have the same core mission. We want to improve the access to midwifery. We want to improve the moms and babies and birth outcomes in the US and around the world. So these ladies each have their own really cool angle and vision and expertise. So I am excited to see the next 6 months what MBC brings out to all the midwives.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it too. And I think that everybody needs to know, like, it's something we can do in baby steps. Like, just start with one area, and then that might lead to the next, and then lead to the next. And before you know it, your practice could be really lined out just exactly the way that you want it.
And I think that's important, the baby steps, because people do get overwhelmed. You and I joke often, but like it's business. You've never done it before. We've never been trained it. There's no financial classes in school and accounting anymore. I mean, nobody is taught about money and finances and business for a reason on many layers. I could go into that rabbit hole. But the whole point is we want to advocate for you. If you want to be a successful, safe midwife, you do training, you do school, you have a mentor. Starting a successful business, you get training, you have resources, you have tools. We just have to think about it that same way. We don't just catch our first baby and say, okay, I'm a midwife and I'm a successful midwife. We know the value of education, so we just have to use it in aspects of our life that we just normally aren't used to doing.
And you start by taking care of yourself. I mean, back to the whole burnout topic, you know, and part of taking care of yourself is really setting things up in a way that will be reliable, in a way that will be professional. I mean, that's a big part of midwifery is having professional standards and learning how to take care of yourself and all of these little things kind of all come together, you know, to just really create a well-balanced practice. And it's part of what we do when we take care of our clients. You know, we don't just measure their belly and we don't just listen to the heart tones. It's like, we're talking about like what's going on from a wellness perspective. You know, how is your diet? How is your exercise? What's going on with your energy and sleep? And I think that's all part of like what we address with the whole burnout topic is like, what's going on with you from a subjective wellness perspective? And then how can we come alongside you in those objective ways too of building the business?
Yeah. Well, I'm excited, Deidre. And yeah, we will definitely put our link to this video for doing a discovery call with Deidre, doing a discovery call with me. And yeah, if you want an excellent consultant that does birth, midwife, home birth practices, cooperative, she has a really cool setup in Kansas she's done for many, many years. And I tend to take the higher level birth center, complicated business strategies. Deidre does a much better job for the small and simple practices because we're in each level of learning and baby steps of growth. And so, and many times we'll do stuff together. Like I pulled you into some packages, you pulled me into packages. So you're not, don't ever think we are a team supporting you. If you need certain shifts and questions and pivots, especially when we expand to seven of us, we're talking about these really hybrid, cool proposals that we can put together for midwives to pull everybody's knowledge and resources. So I think midwifery has a really bright future to come.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
So, well, thank you, Deidre, for your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.